Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, President. At the outset, I'd like to thank distinguished Ambassador Amandeep Singh Gill for the way he guided the work of the GGE on laws. Panama participated actively in the discussions held by that group, and during the deliberations, we said that laws do not comply with the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution in attacks, do not comply with IHL and international human rights law, and therefore should be prohibited before they're manufactured, adopting a preventive approach, as was done with blinding laser weapons through Protocol 4. Also, we put into question the fact whether these systems can be accepted from the point of view of principles of humanity and public conscience as provided for by the Martens Clause. Even though we cannot create obstacles to the development of robotic technology and artificial intelligence, and also we do not underestimate the strategic considerations and national security questions placed by states, we cannot deny the fact that these emerging technologies will give rise to a new arms race with very dangerous consequences undermining international security. As was said by the UN Secretary General, each country continues to defend its own security without looking around, and this will create global insecurity that threatens all of us. On the other hand, we cannot overlook the wide-scale implications on human rights, especially on the right to life and human dignity. This is why we regret the fact that these considerations were not reflected in the report that was presented, despite the fact that the critical mass of states and representatives of civil society supported that point of view during the sessions in April and August. Mr. President, the ethical, military, legal, and technical aspects of laws, as well as other cross-cutting questions, were discussed in a very broad manner, providing a solid foundations on a different dimensions of emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems. I think now is high time to move to the next phase. In this respect, we'd like to propose that the GGE meet for 10 days in 2019 and that its mandate focuses on a more political discussion on the possible scenarios, including the elaboration of a legally binding instrument that would ban laws. My delegation will participate in a constructive fashion in that process to achieve that objective. Mr. President, if we don't take decisive action against the threats posed by these weapon systems, we will only face threats to our